music. I'm out of here. Hit my music. I'm the champ. Hit my music. Hit my music.
You want to know the biggest downside to be a version two or a second coming of anybody? Is that when you ask them to hit your music, they don't do it. But when you are, in fact, the original, things are a little bit different.
Hit my music.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look that drives the girls wild. I've got the move that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
And welcome back to the one and only Wrasslecast, where we like to get the like minds together and talk about the wonderful world of wrestling, everything that's been going on, and have some tangents and talk about some other things. Like always, well, not like always, we don't really have any contact information for the show right now just yet. Eventually we will, and we'll work on that as time goes on. But for right now, if you want to get a hold of any of us, you can follow us on Twitter, and we'll get to those Twitter handles at the end of the show. Without any further ado, I am your host, Heavy Set, and I'm also joined by The Biohazard.
What up, Heavy?
What up?
How's and your week been?
So.
Yeah, I feel you.
We'll get into that more, especially with what's on and best of the week and all that.
Yeah.
I got some like personal things to throw in there. And we have Andy Anderson.
What's up?
This isn't the not the Cubs. Got him.
Nothing.
He's got nothing.
Did the Mets just score another touchdown?
No. Did they get a trick shot on him?
Were the Cubs caught for icing? All right, just a three-man band this week. No Katie, no DRG.
Sausage Fest.
No Mop, really, either, sadly. I don't think Mop's going to be on until maybe the holidays, if that, or maybe until after the NFL season. Who knows? But if you want to hear more from Mop, you can listen to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. But let's get into
I know where Mop is.
Where?
He's holding my hand while all you guys smell our asses.
Oh.
I don't know. We can talk about that later.
Okay.
Let's not talk about that ever. I don't want to talk about his ass.
Oh, wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is a spoiler. This is going to change everything.
On the picks? What's going on here, buddy?
It might.
Uh-oh.
Should we talk about it? Should I mention it? It's a SmackDown spoiler. Do people watch SmackDown?
I don't watch SmackDown.
What's SmackDown?
But I'm sure some of our listeners do.
Well, if you do, skip forward a couple minutes or something. Because, spoiler alert, as noted earlier, Tyler Breeze has been rumored to make his official debut on the main roster at tonight's SmackDown tapings in Austin, Texas. Breeze actually did make his debut during the Miz TV segment with Dolph Ziggler and Summer Rae. Breeze was revealed as Summer Rae's new man. During the segment, Ziggler was talking about how he was no longer into Summer when she revealed she had a new man. Breeze came out and cut a promo on Ziggler and then attacked him.
Well, that changes everything.
All that should change is your pick for... What, the John Cena match?
Yeah.
That's it. And that's not even saying anything. It could be Breeze. And if you think about it, it would make sense. Breeze comes in, Breeze wins. Now they have a title they're fighting for, too.
And also at the same time, Ziggler has been rumored to be in that contention, too. Yeah. He wins the title. That now becomes something that him and Breeze fight over.
Yeah.
Or something, or maybe... Yeah, there's...
I could see it, that...
I'm all in.
He's ready for it.
On a side note, WWE has been doing really well, and now maybe it's starting to leak over into SmackDown.
I might actually try to watch SmackDown this week, then.
Exactly. They're putting things out there before they happen. Or things happen, and they know it's going to get out. So it's going to make people want to watch. every time there's an NXT taping, like, people are talking about it. Or, like, oh my god, James Storm is down in NXT. You don't know who he's facing. I mean, you can if you look at spoilers, but WWE themselves, like, put it out.
Yeah.
They want you to know. It's crazy.
That, yeah. Maybe. I'm excited. I might actually check out SmackDown, or at least that segment, more than anything.
All right, I'm sorry if you had to fast forward because you don't like spoilers, but I don't know. I only know a handful of people who don't like spoilers, but when it comes down to it, it's SmackDown, and not that many people watch SmackDown anyway. And they were going to basically read the spoiler of what happened before they actually would watch it.
At least some of our listeners, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's let Double A go first in this Keep Tossing and Prove.
As I was saying, now let's get into the real part of the show, Keep Tossing and Prove, and you want to pass it to Andy. I don't know, do we want to go to Andy right now?
Yes.
Oh, shit, Keep Tossing and Prove. I like Seth Russell in two matches. I thought that was kind of cool. How do I want to make that? I say keep giving me Seth. I like that.
Yeah,
times.
But you do like Seth.
Shield reunion.
I liked the little mini Shield reunion, but I saw him walking out before the match started.
Mm-hmm.
I was just hoping that it would go way longer than that, but it didn't. It is what it is.
I thought it was WWE's way of trying to tilt their hand to one of two things. A, Rollins will end up turning face within a year. Something that they can go back to this.
He's the second coming of Shawn Michaels.
Let's just hope he's not the second Kane and flips every couple months.
Well, if he flips within the next year, let's say 1 year from now he flips on the dot. That means he was.
It's been over a year because it's been over a year because Money in the Bank has happened and he flipped right before that. So
as I was saying,
sorry.
Let's say he flips a year from now. That's not in right now. That's a year from now. He will have been heel for like 2.5 years. It's not bad. I'm actually thinking it's time for Dolph to turn. But I think there's no like proven timetable of how long someone should be heel or face for. You have the ones that stay heel or face forever. Then you have the ones that turn every so once in a while.
And if it's Big Show, it's every 2 months.
If it's Big Show or Kane, it's every 2 months.
Yeah.
But I don't know, that's just my take on it. But the other part of it actually was it's either Seth turning face within a year or that is your possible WrestleMania main event. The more time goes by, the more that I'm kind of agreeing with it, but I don't know how you get all three of them in there. I see Rollins going there as champion. That's not that far stretch right now. I don't know who you would have beat him, and with him being a younger guy and not as established, you want him to have a long title reign. So have it go up to WrestleMania. Okay, I get it. Now, one of them, Rollins, Ambrose, or Reigns, has to win the Rumble. Do you want it to be Reigns again, or do you want it to be my pick from before, Ambrose?
There was an article.
And then you have to figure out how you're going to get the third one in there.
There was an article I read that said that Vince is going to try to repeat what he did last year and have Reigns win it a second time. But yeah, I agree. I don't think they should just because they're going to boo him out of the building again.
I think if you're planning on having the triple threat main event, then it would make a lot more sense to be Ambrose. Just because his reaction would be crazy.
He would get the pop. Would you have Reigns versus Rollins at Fastlane then? And then be like, Rollins cheated Reigns out of it, therefore let's make this a triple threat.
Well, I could see the triple threat be kind of like what happened with Daniel Bryan. Everybody wanted him to be in, so you make Roman win. Fuck this, we want Bryan, we want Ambrose, and then find a way to squeeze him in.
I don't think WWE can afford that.
I also read another article, though, that said that, I think it was from the Wrestling Observer, where they said having John Cena make his opponent be Roman Reigns at WrestleMania. Because you know the Mark crowd's going to boo Cena.
The Mark crowd or the smart crowd?
The smart crowd, sorry.
I don't know. That could wind up being...
Goldberg.
Goldberg Lesnar Part 2. Which, I mean, I had so much hype going into that match. But it's like Brock said on the podcast, and he actually sent his book, they both didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
And if you look at it, too, I mean, we've all been there. How much do you really want to be at your last day on the job? where you know you're gone tomorrow?
Yeah, you just don't want to be there.
And that's where it's two people who have to work off each other. The only person who is going to, that's weird, the only person who was going to still be with the company the next day was the referee.
And it was Stone Cold, and he technically wasn't really there.
Yeah, so anyway. But I don't, going back to Reigns winning the,
have a little passion. Have a little passion, man. It's WrestleMania. I mean, just.
Yeah, but if you don't care, you don't care.
Hold on. Zanny interrupted me.
Sorry.
Going back to what he was saying of Reigns winning twice. I don't think WWE can afford to have him win two times in a row, because that would mean that they have had four people that win the Rumble in a row that the IWC didn't care about or had a bad backlash. Cena wasn't that bad of a backlash, but in hindsight, there's a big portion of the crowd that didn't care. Then you had Batista, we all know that. Reigns, we all know that. I think this is where you need somebody who wins and you get a legitimate fan favorite reaction where people are so happy and everything that they won. I'm trying to think of the last person who won like that. I'm thinking like, you know, when Shawn Michaels won.
Mysterio.
Yeah, okay, yeah, when Rey Mysterio, yeah, that was another good one. You know, when he did what he did and he finally was like, oh my God, Benoit, heaven forbid we mentioned him. But
Edge, know, I think Edge got a big pop.
Edge might have been the last one.
No, well, yeah, because you had Del Rio the year before, right? Before Cena.
Edge was such a good one.
I saw it coming from like 10 years away because he was injured and then he came back. Yeah, they've been doing it for so long.
I think that was one of the best kept secrets too.
Nah, it was online.
Was it online?
Yeah.
Because I swear up and down at the time I didn't hear about it. And me and my ex were watching at the time, and I'm like, I remember saying like, you know, I hadn't heard anything about Edge and all this kind of stuff, and she's like, oh, you know, I really like to see him happen, and like she actually kind of like marked out a little bit when Edge's music hit.
Yeah, it was all over the spoiler websites at that time, so I knew it was coming. Edge, I think Cena was the year before, year after. They'd done it like 4 years in a row where somebody was injured and then they came back to the Rumble.
Triple H. Mm-hmm.
Triple H was one that happened too. But
so Daniel Bryan's going to come back and win.
That's the only... See, I don't want him in the world title.
Sami Zayn's going to come back and win. He'll obviously go Owens. The longer we keep going, there's a lot that just keeps pointing to that.
I don't see Zayn coming back to win the Rumble.
Well, if they work like a Cena storyline where he gets hurt to get him off TV for a little while, he could come back and win it.
Zayn's already hurt. That's why he's been off TV for a little while.
Well, they're talking Zayn will be back for Royal Rumble. That's what a lot of people are predicting.
Oh.
Or at least he might be well enough to at least make an appearance and then have it hold off until...
Didn't Zayn just do that other...
He did an in-ring segment. He didn't really like wrestle, if I
remember. Yeah. Which, that's something we could talk about later, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, Andy, what's your toss for improve?
Okay, my improve is going to be Eric Rowan came back, and it was kind of like, oh, Eric Rowan's back. There he is. I mean, he's been gone. I mean, people didn't know if he was going to be with the Wyatts or not be with the Wyatts. I mean, just, oh, Eric Rowan's back. He was with the Wyatts. There you go.
Mm-hmm. See, that was going to be my improve, too. The way I think they should have done it is went with the match as planned. Have Harper and Rowan, or Harper and Strowman, and then mid-match or something, lights go out, lights come back on, and there's Eric Rowan. And then Michael Cole with his, oh my God, we haven't seen him in months, where's he been, or whatever. And I think they could have done something like that to improve that segment.
Something to me seemed like that was a last-minute rewrite. I think they wanted Harper in there. But whatever happened last minute for him, they had to take him out, so they had to do like without any fanfare. Mm. Had to be like, oh, by the way, there's Eric Rowan.
Yeah, they could have done it a little better. It's just kind of bland. They're just like, oh, here he is, and what you gonna do about it, kind of thing.
There's a part of me that thinks they just didn't want to have the focus on them right now, especially with what's going on with Randy Orton and that whole match being thrown out.
I think what they could have done is shot an angle. Maybe last week or something with Harper holding Orton hostage or Harper being the one that attacked Orton. They could have showed a video package and that's where Harper's at and that's where Orton's at, you know, so they could explain why both of them are gone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's going to be in the news or what. So what's going on with Orton? Is he hurt?
Yeah, he's actually injured. I'll go into it in the news.
All right. bio.
Well, that was that. Yeah, since we already heard my improve, I'll go into a keep. Kevin Owens doing the pop-up powerbomb on Mark Henry. That was probably one of the most impressive things that I've seen. And I know Mark Henry gives him the little aid in the jump, but he got really – I've seen him get hit with choke slams, and he doesn't get that high off the ground. He got some air, and it was really impressive.
All right. I didn't really get to watch it.
You listen to it more.
So you're
trying
not even that.
I fast forwarded matches.
Oh,
so you're trying to say Black Man got ups?
To anyone that watched it, it was, I would say go back and watch it if you fast forwarded it or skipped it or whatever. The match I wasn't looking forward to. Like I really miss Mark Henry being the Hall of Pain guy. Now he's just the Hall of Lame guy. It's just. When he came out and then Kevin Owens came out, and I was like, oh, great, here we go again. Mark Henry's going to lose again. But that pop-up powerbomb was, oh, my God, go back and watch it. It was so good. He got him up to the powerbomb position, which that shocked me in itself. And then Ryback came out and ruined the whole segment. There we go.
What she got?
Nope, I said my improve, and that's my keep.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, for me... My improve is going to be semi-non-wrestling related. Well, kind of. I want to improve my company's ability to get me home on time because I missed majority of AIW, and I missed meeting Terry Funk. I should have jumped on something that... Because, like, I got there with right at the end of the third-to-last match, and the owners of AIW are so cool. I got to... Because I've been going for like 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, about 3 years now. And I've developed a relationship with them and all that kind of stuff. And maybe 4 years. Yeah, 4 years. But since I was so late and I have that relationship, especially with the one guy, he was like, you know what, we'll just count your ticket money for the next show. So I got the next show already paid for in the tickets. I don't even think I've gone on sale yet. So that's kind of cool, but I should actually just told him, and he said it later, like, yeah, you probably just should have said this. But he should have just taken me to the locker room, which is just downstairs, to meet Terry Funk, because that's where he had already come out and did his bit and all that kind of stuff. So, and actually, this is a cool thing. My dog came into the show.
Oh.
Because I brought her with me, because there's a handful of people up there that really wanted to meet her. And I was like, you know what, since I knew I was going to be so late and I wasn't going to be up there very long, I was like, okay, I'll bring her with me. And I actually, as soon as I got there, this one lady who wanted to meet Zool so bad, as soon as like I walked in, like she walked up to me, she's like, go get your dog. And the one was right there, and she's cool with him too. And he's like, oh, did you bring your dog? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, go get her. So like I brought her in and everything. So she was there for the end of Amazing Red versus Johnny Gargano.
Mm-hmm.
So my dog has been closer to Johnny Gargano than DRG has.
How'd you like Gargano getting thrown over the top rope by Apollo Crews?
here's a funny thing, because I actually didn't get to watch NXT. Because that was Thursday night, I got to where I was delivering at in Cincinnati. And I was trying to get some sleep, so I was like, you know what, I'll throw on NXT. And I seen, or was it, no, Wednesday night. Oh, no, because I had to wait. Different thing. The place that I picked up at, I had to wait like 11 hours before they even got to me. It was the long story. But that's what I was like, oh, fuck, I'll throw on NXT. So I watched it live, and I was like, whoever throws out Johnny Gargano, I want to forever hate them. Mm-hmm. And it was Apollo Crews, and I went, motherfucker, I can't hate you.
I mean, he picked him up and dumped him like a rag doll. It was so funny.
Do you have the Tommaso Ciampa news?
Yeah, I have both of them.
Both of them? I only know of one.
There was one, and there was an update to it.
Okay. So that was my improve. My keep or toss? I want to keep...
God bless it.
Mike, they lose?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. I think my keep is going to be...
Johnny Gargano getting thrown over the top rope by Apollo Crews.
No, going home and getting all my shirts. Yes, and before he even says anything, even Andy's shirt was there waiting for me.
Aww.
He wrote a letter and put it in there. And he has the Dean Ambrose logo as his letterhead, obviously, for Double A.
Yeah.
Or he put it up there for the letterhead for the letter.
That's so funny. Did he type it or did he write it?
It's my company letterhead.
Was it typed or was Double it handwritten?
It was typed.
that's hilarious.
My handwriting's worse than my typing, so.
Oh, God. I want to see this.
Well, you saw my signature, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah, you did put, and you put wait for it. So that was, oh, God, yeah, your handwriting is bad. All right, but yeah, and I count it up, because every time I make a WWE shop purchase, I make a little thing with all the pictures on it of, like, the shop pictures.
Mm-hmm.
This is my third order this year. I've bought 25 shirts just from WWE Shop.
Yeah.
But, let me see, the one at the beginning of the year, that was used with fantasy football money, which I should have waited till a lot of that shit was on sale, but I just wanted it right there and then. And then the last two were sales.
Mm-hmm.
So I cut myself credit there. Like, I spent $200 on 16 shirts. That's really not that bad.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
And right now, I already got a cart started of stuff that I want. I think I mentioned that last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I added... But I added Kevin Owens' Christmas hat, the Kevin Owens' blanket, and the stocking, and I'll just keep an eye on them. Oh, and the hoodie. I want to get the... Because my hashtag heel hoodie is getting so old. It's like 3.5 years old. It's like the only one I wear. Occasionally I'll throw on another one, but it's a nice zip-up hoodie. And I'm starting to like zip-up hoodies. It's weird. When I was in high school, I liked the pullovers. I liked the big pocket. But now I'm getting to the point where... I like having a zipper, so if I want to, like, so it's like they're easier to take off.
Yeah, that's why that's why I only buy zipper hoodies now.
Yeah.
Get the Dean Ambrose,
No! No!
Awesome. I almost bought the CM Punk hoodie, and then I saw the price tag of $50, and I didn't want it anymore.
Well, hoodies are always expensive. I can't remember how much I paid for my hashtag heel hoodie.
Not if you go to Walmart.
Oh, okay, yeah, those ones, but I'm talking like...
I got a standard black zip-up hoodie for like $10, $15.
He's talking about the ones that don't come from sweatshops.
Oh, they come from sweatshops too. I don't know what you're talking about. One way or another.
It's American
what
made.
Else? I'm trying to think. Like, the Kevin Owens hoodie's about that much. Have you ever looked at a costume hoodie?
No.
I have three of those, and they're not cheap either. I have... Actually, no, I take that back. One of them was cheap because I bought it from Kohl's, and that was my Batman costume hoodie. I think that was like $20, but my other ones were like $50, and that's Captain America and Shredder.
I laugh every time I see you in a picture of Kohl's.
I haven't worn them forever.
Are you imagining?
They're fun.
Are you imagining him in that Ninja Turtle hoodie?
It's just like Ant too, like grown man in pajamas type stuff. It's just.
It's not that funny.
Moving on.
I think what's funnier is your age.
Well, my small penis is the funniest part, but that's.
Wrestlecast. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, I didn't get to watch Raw this week. It was, I think, for a go-home show, wasn't that bad.
Was it really a go-home show, though?
Yeah, it was.
It was yeah, you're going a, home. It was more of a, let's throw the legends out there and let them talk to try and beat the ratings for the football game.
They're going to be screwed. I have to pull up a Monday Night Football lineup, but they might be screwed until fucking the end of December. Face it, WWE, you only have two more months to go through regular season. Just two more months.
Mm-hmm.
And then come January, it's all back. And then the other thing, too, I don't know what all shows are on Monday night. The only show that I know of is Big Bang Theory.
I think there's like Teen Mom, and I don't know what else my wife watches.
But I know Monday night...
Oh, Gotham's on.
And here's the thing, too. Like, I think since the NFL season started, I've only watched one Raw live. And that's when I was at home. Other than that, like, I've been driving. I mean, it's just how my schedule has worked out. But I find it so much easier. I listen to the game while I'm driving. When I park, the game's normally over. And then I throw up a website and I stream what would be a 3-hour Raw and get it done about an hour and a half. What's not the, like, I love that. And I'm wondering, like, yeah, ratings go down. I wonder what if we could have ratings for piracy in the United States. Because if I'm correct, the Nielsen ratings are just the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it obviously doesn't care around the world because those show at different times. And they, if they do show it live, you know, there's all that kind of stuff.
I just don't know why doesn't USA put that? Why don't they stream that? I you can watch USA live, but they won't stream WWE. Why not?
Something with the contract rights. That's the other thing I was thinking of too. Because pull back the curtain a little bit. I think we mentioned a little bit. I technically didn't watch Raw until today, and I didn't even really watch it. I just listened to it. I mean, I would fast forward through matches. But I mean, I was wondering. Imagine if, and it's something I've always kind of wondered and wanted, if WWE had the same ability, like NFL and all that stuff, have like a radio station type thing, and you get to hear the calls on the radio.
Stanley,
like, I think that would be awesome.
Stanley Rose made that call like a year ago.
Yeah, and I've thought about that way more than him, and I fast forward his shit all the time. Fuck him. All
right, love you. But yeah, I thought that would be cool. Just, I mean, cause to be in the stadium too and listen to it. But or I would.
Well, I think
I listen to it way more than I listen.
If I'm correct, wasn't him just being there live at the show?
Mine is more
not because of that. It's for the people who can't watch for some reason.
Yeah, and I would be like
being able to listen to it.
Yeah.
Just like because with NFL football, if you can't watch the game, you can listen to it on some sort of radio station. And I used to hate. It was so hard for me to sit down and listen to a football game. It's still not that easy. It's like watching on TV. But if it's the only option I have, I'll do it.
I mean, that's how I listened to all the pay-per-views in the 90s was because you listened to it through that screwy-ass TV. You couldn't see shit. Maybe you could see it. Oh, I see Hulk Hogan's face. But I listened to him.
Did you have the bunny ears on your TV?
Well, yeah.
Wrapped in tin foil.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I grew up in the country. I'd have to go to my mom's where she finally got cable, and she didn't get cable until like 97. So I would actually go to her house on Mondays to watch Nitro and Raw, and then go back to my country house and smell hog shit and fun stuff like that.
All right, let's get into what's on. Before we get into all the fun, do we want to talk about the Brock Lesnar Austin podcast?
Trucks, shooting, kind of beer they like, that's basically what you got, wasn't it?
Yeah, we can touch on it just a hair. It was probably the most tamest one out of all of them, all the Stone Cold podcasts on the network. It wasn't, there was no, like, shocking turn of events, there was no big news that came out of it, there was nothing really, it was just them shooting shit, talking about Brock Lesnar's truck and his Brock Lesnar's career, basically.
The way I looked at it was, it wasn't about getting something shocking. It was humanizing Brock Lesnar to some. To me, I listened to his audiobook, or listened to his book version of whatever. And there's a lot of information I got there, and something we talked about off air. There's stuff he talks about openly in the book that he didn't want to talk about publicly in the interview, like he didn't want to bury the whoever wanted him to do the Shooting Star Press. It was in between, if I'm correct, it was in between Vince McMahon and Jim Ross, because they were both saying that would be such a WrestleMania moment. And I think it was like Vince wanted him to do it, and then he asked Jim Ross, and Jim Ross was just like, oh yeah, that'd definitely be a WrestleMania moment type thing. So it was those two. And what was another thing?
Well, the thing is,
WWE sued Brock Lesnar for breach of contract, but for
going to Japan.
He did the Shooting Star Press to Kurt Angle in Japan as well. There's a video of it on YouTube. It's beautiful seeing that big man do a Shooting Star Press.
Yeah, he used to do it in OVW. That's why.
Yeah, he had done it before and all that kind of stuff, but I think it was a rarity type thing. I don't remember, but
he wrestled in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Oh no, I know he did. That's why WWE sued him, because he signed a
no compete clause.
He signed a 7-year no compete clause, I believe was the number.
I thought that was when he came back.
When he came back to WWE?
Yeah, this last time, the last one he signed, I thought was like
a you seven. Don't no 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 No, a no-compete clause basically means you're not going to compete for anybody else. It's not, not like his contract. To get out of his contract, he had to sign a 7-year no-compete clause.
Oh, okay, yeah. Gotcha. Okay, I'm with you now.
And basically, what happened, if I'm correct, is he had mentioned how he didn't want to be in WWE and all that stuff, and it was right before WrestleMania, and he basically told WWE, demanded him get out of his contract and all that, and whatever he had to do, he's going to do it. So they sent him the no-compete clause. And Brock was supposed to forward it to his lawyer, which he did, but he got impatient and just signed it and sent it back to WWE. And that cost him, I think he said it cost him $1 million to, lawyer and all that kind of stuff to get him out of it. But, eventually he obviously did get out of it without a problem.
Yeah, what was it? I think CM Punk said you can't do a no-compete on an independent contractor.
Yeah. Well, another thing, I think a 90-day no-compete clause is fine. You're telling someone they can't work, but...
You can't take their livelihood away.
Yeah, well, even 90 days. 90 days is a little bit...
Yeah, I was going to say 90 is that's 3 months.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, could you go three months without driving?
I don't make what they do, though. That's the other thing, too. Some of them make enough money like Punk. If they had him do a 90-day no-compete clause, it'd be like, okay, fine, whatever. I'm just going to do this. But... with other people. Actually, I think WWE since that no-compete clause with Brock, have loosened. Like, when they let go of Derek Bateman, a.k.a. EC3, a.k.a. Michael Hunter, that day, AIW had him booked for a show, and they announced it. So they have sent... But now it's you just can't work for, certain companies. But you can still get bookings.
Well, the difference is they released him, right?
Yeah.
I think there's your difference, because I think if WWE releases them from the contract, that takes that no-compete out of the question. Because they're not trying to leave on their own. WWE's saying, hey, we don't need you anymore. Here you go. You know what I mean?
But I think they signed that no-compete clause in their contract. It's we'll let you, we could possibly let you go, or if we let you go, or however it is, you can't work for any, for, it's basically you just can't work for fucking TNA, maybe ROH, and maybe New Japan, but you could still get a lot of other bookings.
I think it has to be more of a, if you get fired or you quit kind of thing, than it's, oh, we just don't have anything for you, we're going to let you go.
No, because Bateman, he didn't go to TNA as EC3 for a while. It was past 90 days. That 90-day no-compete clause, I believe is real. No matter how they release you. But anyway,
there are such things like that, because when I left a non-profit agency, they made me sign a no-compete clause. It was a year no-compete clause, which. I left one, I went and did stuff for a year and then went to another company. But there are some out there.
Yeah.
Let's just say I didn't sign one.
Of course not. I got nothing else to say about the Brock Lesnar interview. There's certain things, like I said, I know that he didn't mention on purpose. I was surprised he didn't mention Sable at all. It's something I want to go back and re-listen to the book. Or at least the part where he talks about Sable, because I forget how they met. I think they did meet backstage, but I think it was Brock real, he was, out to, actually marry her or something. And he had to, court her for real, so.
That would be really creepy to see a big, big fucking jacked up dude carrying roses around singing love songs to Sable.
Well, not like that. There was other stuff.
He just whipped his dick out.
He said, nice shoes, less fuck.
Oh, there's a story about it. I know he actually, broke into her house at one point.
That's creepy.
There's a story behind it. It was, she invited him over, and he came over, but she wasn't home at the time.
It was Bill Crosby.
And, he had no...
Sorry.
Bill Crosby? Yes, Bill Crosby.
Bill Crosby.
Was Bill Cosby there?
Is he the kicker for the Green Bay Packers, or is he an old folk singer?
Still's Nash, yeah.
Does he like pudding?
And Young.
And Jello?
No, that's what he was. Yeah, I get that's it. What he was mean. Yeah. But he fucked it up.
Like normal.
All right. Let's get into the rest of what's on, and we'll start with actually what we are watching and what are we and all that kind of stuff. We will start with Andy.
I didn't realize we're even on what's on. Okay. Table for Three, I watched a WCW special with Sting, DDP, and Vader. It was interesting.
Were you chanting boring as loud as I was? Yeah.
It wasn't too bad. It was what was interesting was they must have taped it before WrestleMania because they were talking about how he was going to feel when he was finally there at WrestleMania. So it's kind of interesting to show some of these were taped like a while ago. And the New Day one.
You'd have to figure it was somewhere around WrestleMania because the conversation. Well, just to have a Wonder Blaze there or Medusa, or whatever you want to call her.
Medusa.
But yeah. Look at New Day. That was more recent than WrestleMania because they didn't finally get their push until after WrestleMania.
They could have recorded like certain ones at the time, but then it's hard to pinpoint when they did like Owen, Cesaro, and Ambrose. Because I can't remember the most recent thing they talked about.
It was kind of like Daniel Bryan's injury and stuff. It had to have been after WrestleMania because they were talking about him giving up the belt and what he would have done with the belt if he still had it.
Mm-hmm. It could have been, of course, some of them could have been around Mania, some of them could have been around SummerSlam.
Because, I mean, Ryback didn't win it until, what the hell is that pay-per-view? Elimination Chamber. So, I mean,
it was after Chamber. There, if you look at theirs versus everyone else's, theirs was held in the locker room.
Plus, it was after a staph infection because Daniel Bryan was laughing. Well, see, you don't wash your hands. That's your problem.
That's why you get a staph infection, asshole. Yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, then I watched a bunch of old Nitros and Raws, and WCW was terrible. I watched the Fall Brawl 95, and it was just, come on. The Dungeon of Doom, they had a crazy walking stick. They were trying to pass the giant off as being Andre's son, basically.
That was the whole point.
Yeah. That's not that bad. Coming in, I mean, that was very believable.
Yeah, because he would.
I mean, you look back now, yeah.
Yeah, I thought.
Yeah.
But you're also talking about early WCW too. This was, if I remember correctly, that's before, like right before Eric Bischoff stepped in.
No, Eric Bischoff took over when Nitro. He was with Nitro. Nitro was going on then. They had frickin' Mongo McMichaels had a frickin' dog Pepe with him for crying out loud.
Pepe?
When he would talk.
You remember Al Snow had a dog too, right?
Yeah, his was Pepper.
Yeah, and he ate him.
He had to eat Pepper.
Yeah.
And then Barry Horowitz finally got his first match at Anyhouse 3, and I actually kind of like that they have a theme song to In Your House, and I'm thinking of using that sometime. It's kind of actually kind of catchy.
I don't remember what it is off the top of my head.
I've never watched it in
it's
your
like
house.
It's like an African American lady singing. It's kind of a bluesy tune. I don't know. I liked it. And then the other crazy freaking thing, the night before on Raw, the O.J. Simpson reveal of guilty or not guilty. They had a freaking hotline where you call in and vote if he was guilty or not. And 61% said not guilty.
So, they were right.
And then I just watched Jurassic World with my kids. They were scared, and the Cubs fucking lost. They're down 3-0, and I'm kind of depressed. So that's my what's on.
So you're kind of a... So you're back to your natural state.
Well, I'm usually pretty chipper. It's just...
Pretty chipper.
All right, bye.
Chipper, chipper and horny. I'm usually pretty horny.
Is that what Jill's there for?
What? Who's there for?
Your hand.
Oh, no. I have a wife upstairs.
Anyway, we're not going to get onto this topic anymore. My what's on, I've been watching a lot of YouTube gaming some more. Trying to finish up Until Dawn, simply because I don't have a PS4 and I can't play it. There's a lot of YouTuber
channels that are, they've been uploading Super Mario Maker levels that are some of the popular ones. So I'm getting codes from them to try to beat the levels, and they're ridiculously hard. There's one called Companion Spring where you literally, they took the ripoff of Companion Cube from Portal, but you literally have to take the spring with you the entire level and use it and jump on it, and they'll give you a new one. But
that's crazy.
It's like you run and you jump really far and land on one spring, and you have to use the spring to get the next spring. It's ridiculously hard. I can't beat it.
Well, it's up, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, select, start.
Speaking of that, I watched some of Xavier Woods' up, up, down, down stuff this week as well. They're doing a Madden tournament on there, and the latest one was Seth Rollins versus Kofi Kingston. They record backstage at Raw or SmackDown or live events or whatever, and just when they're like setting up the ring or whatever, because they have to be there at 5 o'clock. So that's a giant gap of before the show starts. Yeah. So Xavier will either, if he's not recording by himself at his house, he's recording backstage at the arenas. And the Madden one is so funny, just to see the interaction between Seth Rollins and Kofi backstage, just schooling each other on Madden, and they get into these games too. They're so. If you haven't checked any of them out yet, I'd recommend checking out a couple of them. They did a Mortal Kombat tournament on there too. I thought it was pretty cool. WWE 2K16 comes out next week, so I've been watching a lot of the newer updates to that as well. Some of the new things in the creation suite, like they're bringing back Create Your Championship. They're doing Create a Show again. They brought back a lot of features like Create a Diva that was absent from last year, and they've just added a whole bunch of stuff. The roster is bigger than ever. It's 128 individual people, and you can go online and figure out who they are. Everyone knows Stone Cold, Seth Rollins, whatever. The creation suite for 2K16, they with the Create a Show, they made it heavy. Have you ever played the WWE games in recent?
Last one I played was SmackDown vs. Raw 2011.
Oh, now I'm sad. They had a create an arena before. Mm-hmm. This Create a Show is going to be basically the same thing, except for they changed the stage designing from generic. You have only, like, you have these preset stages. They changed it to where you can actually design your own stage. And you have selection points just like your Create a Superstar, where you have a certain number of points to be able to build whatever. They have that style where you only have a certain number of points for things you can select. But they have a wide range of options. Like, you can put ambulances, cars on the entrance ramp. You can do the, I think it was in your house or something, where they use the skull as the entranceway.
Sure.
Survivor Series.
Yeah. Deadly game.
They were showing some of the features, and they used that Survivor Series head entrance with the Raw 2002 Titantron, with the Raw 2012 side panels, Royal Rumble topper. It looked really cool. So I'm excited to see just all the options that they included in the game. And they went over my career mode. It's updated even more from last year, to where you have as many options as you want, rather than just a few select stories like they did last year.
It's amazing. Two things you mentioned, and it just gets me thinking, like, right now, one of the biggest things anybody can do is create something or allow whatever you have to be something that people can create on their own. I've never been big into that. Like, I don't spend that much time on my creative
wrestling. I normally don't either. The moves is what usually takes me the longest.
I would always use Kane's preset, mm-hmm. and then I would go in and change certain things that I wanted to change. But other than that, like Super Mario Maker, and what those remind me of, it might have started with that, or just when I started noticing it. I'm not a big fan of it, but Minecraft.
Yes, I'm not. I don't play it either, well, but.
You at least know that, like, people will, like, make stuff. Like, so small as they'll make portraits. Like, I went over to a friend's house about a couple weeks ago, the second to last, not this past time when I was home, but the time before that, and his one daughter was making, like, I believe it was son or daughter, one of them, was making, like, this Harry Potter portrait. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very simple, 8-bit, like, but there's that. And then you have people who create, like, full-blown models of stuff in the same. And like, I look at him like, well, that's like Super Mario World went, huh? What we know people are like making pirated versions of custom stuff. Why don't we just do it on our own? Mm-hmm. And like, it's to me, it borrows that thing from Minecraft, because they had to look at that too and be like, they do it. Well, this open world thing in Minecraft is, or open creativity thing, fucking Minecraft is huge. Why don't we do that?
Yeah, like my son, he just downloaded an app. You have, well, you played Five Nights at Freddy's. He's got now 7 days of Minecraft, or 7 nights of Minecraft, or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing, but it's, so he's been playing that.
Yeah, there's a lot of fan-made Five Nights at Freddy's games now. They just use the same operating system that Scott used to create his game, but they changed it up, did different characters, designed their own models and stuff. And some of them are really good. Some of them are awful, but most of them are awful, actually. But there's a couple of fan-made games that run off the Five Nights at Freddy's servers that are, or the not the server, the engine. It's the same style engine. They just went on, downloaded that, and created their own. And some of them are really good. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. There's a lot of creating things going on. And that's what's getting. That's why 2K decided to bring back Create a Diva, which in the next-gen consoles, Xbox One, PS4, they didn't have that in last year's game. And everyone got mad at
it. Oh, yeah. It, like, because that's another thing. People just will upload like these creativities online. I mean, not like Facebook, YouTube, all that, but like where people can download it themselves.
Mm-hmm. And 2K or WWE's got the community creations as well.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was mainly talking about, uploading it online, because I'll always hear about like people uploading like certain independent wrestlers, and I'll see it on their Facebook, like they'll, like someone had sent them something like of what their model looks like, and it's crazy, and like some of the details some of the people put into it.
This year is actually about to get a lot better when it comes to them doing independent wrestlers. Last year they implemented the face scan where you could take the picture, and if you edit the around the edges to do like a blur and then cut the eyes out, and you can fit the face onto the model in the game to make it look sort of like him. Well, this year they made it where when you put the picture of the face on your character, you can drag the face to morph it to fit the picture as well.
That's nuts. And not even talking about just like that. There's people that put like a lot of work in like the trunks. Mm-hmm. And it's nuts. Like Johnny Gargano, that's one of the top ones I can think of off the top of my mind, where I've seen people, or I've seen him post it, that stuff that sent him. Like there's a kid in Cleveland who I know he makes custom figures for these wrestlers, and he does like a lot of the entrance stuff, a lot of stuff for not the entrance stuff. Yeah, well the creator wrestlers and all that stuff, and like he's pretty good. The only thing, like, he also does like some like custom theme songs. Like he'll piece together ones that people already have. He did one for a wrestler by the name of Ethan Page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. Why, you read the Evolve
Sword? Yeah.
I think
WWE did an article on top 5 Evolve wrestlers that would do well in NXT. Ethan Page is on the list. I just thought it was funny.
That's weird. It's just weird because my story with Ethan Page is I think AIW is one of the main people that's behind his American bookings. He was originally booked a last-minute booking on an all-girls show. Yeah, someone from Canada, a chick, was like, well, you know, if you're going to book me, you got to book my friend for something. So they were like, all right, you know, we'll give him like a tryout match. And it was against a guy by the name of Eric Ryan, who is biggest company he's wrestled for is CZW.
You.
So he came in and, to each their own. I know someone who works for them, and they will defend the wrestling in CZW because they do have some good wrestlers there too, but they're more known for their blood, and this guy actually is more known for his blood. But cool, very cool dude. But anyway, they have their match, and then AIW started booking him more and more and more, and then eventually he got booked on AAW, then he got booked on PWG, and he got booked on ROH very, very briefly, and now he's in Evolve and getting all this. He's getting a lot more attention. Ethan Page is cool dude, and also he won me AIW's J-Lit tournament, because they do this thing where they have the tournament and they give you an empty bracket like it's March Madness, and you fill out who you think's going to win and all the stuff, and whoever gets the most right on their bracket wins. I picked him to win, and then I picked, you know, the most right, and I end up fucking winning. That's the only, and then the bad thing is I had won another thing that AIW did earlier that year, too, and I won both their contests.
It's rigged.
I'll never do it. Yeah. That's after it was right after, not right after, but it was the events after I started tweeting results for them. So, and I even had to tell people, like, this is not fucking rigged. It's just a fucking coincidence, but
rigged. Big rigged.
I can smell the shenanigans from here. Mm-hmm.
Does it smell like a Mets victory?
Go Steelers.
Yeah, I'm excited that 2K16 is coming out next week. And as soon as I get my paycheck, I'm going to go pre-order it so I can get Terminator.
Anything else on?
I watched NXT. I watched the new Table for Three with WCW. I wasn't too thrilled about it. It wasn't that exciting
for me. Oh, that reminds me. Cause we were talking about you on Twitter before the show. When's the last time you checked your Twitter?
Whenever Kata tweeted me about Smash Brothers. So it's sometime in the middle of last week.
Check your Twitter right now, because that reminds me. I tweeted you something and you didn't respond. I was trying to remember when we were talking about it earlier what it was. But then you, for some reason, like, it just reminded me, and I see if you're looking.
Hold on.
Because it's going to kind of go with my what's on.
Let's see if I can get it pulled up. If I remember my password.
You have to log in on your phone?
I don't have it on my new phone. I didn't even download it on my new phone. that's why I don't have it on my notifications. Yeah, when I switched from the iPhone over to this new Android, I didn't even feel like downloading it. Which I guess at this point I'm going to need to. Fuck. Email or username. I don't even remember what my username was. Let's guess this password. Oh, dang, I got it right on the first try. Notifications. Oh, where'd you find that at?
I'll explain it for those, because I had them wait so long. Part of my what's on, even though I didn't really watch any of it, I did, and it's actually going to be part of my best of the week, but I was out and about doing some shopping, and I stopped at this one store in particular. It's pretty much a giant used secondhand media store, to put it one way. It's called The Exchange in my area. And, like, you can get games from any system, and I'm talking even Nintendo. They used to have some Atari games sitting around and some ColecoVision. I don't know if they still have them now, but you can also get, like, used movies, used TV shows, used CDs, all this kind of stuff. Well, I was looking more for something else that'll go with my best of the week, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a look at the wrestling DVD section. And I picked up the Brian Pillman DVD, Roddy Piper DVD, the original, I didn't even know it was the DVD at the time, but they converted it, D-Generation X DVD. As well as another one that was originally a VHS, but they converted it over because Stone Cold said so. I got those all pretty cheap. But the thing in particular, and it was one of those things, I seen it there. I only paid $5 for it. And it's something that we've talked about off air. And I was like, fuck it, $5, I'm right here. The complete first season of Wrestling Society X.
Yeah, I was going to order it when I got paid this week. It's only $10 and it's free shipping on Amazon.
Well, it was $5 at the place I was at.
Yeah, sure.
And then I did buy two CDs while I was there. And one, I mean, I'm trying to complete having every single wrestling album all the way up until they went digital, which actually technically WWE Volume 7 was digital. That was their first test at it. And then after, I think, Volume 9 or 10, they released, actually no, I think one of them was released first exclusively on Amazon, and then they released the hard copy, and then there was Voices, which I think Voices was 9. Anyway, I'm digressing. There was a couple that I didn't buy for whatever reason. I don't know. One of them I actually went out and bought the actual copy of because it was right there. That was Volume 6. And the other one, I seen it, and I'm just like, it's so rare for me to see this here, and that's the only reason why I'm going to buy it. It's the WrestleMania album, which is I think it's technically the third major album they put out. There was the wrestling album, the Wrestling Album 2 Power Driver, or Power Driver the Wrestling Album 2, and that's the one with Vince McMahon and Stand Back. Jive Soul Bro by
That's a fact.
Yeah, Jive Soul Bro by Slick. I think it's called Riding in Cars with Boys or something by the Fabulous Rougeaus. There's just a whole like stuff like that.
You did what the other day?
No one's laughing. What would it matter if you don't ride in car with boys? You don't do that? You do that every day? It's not funny if you laugh at your own joke.
Only on weekends.
You know that, right? But after that album, the third album was the Wrestling Album, and the album is horrible, really, when it comes down to it. It has the WrestleMania themes on it, you know, WrestleMania.
Before my time.
Yeah, before. This album came out in 1993.
Oh, I was a year.
Yeah, because actually, if you listen to that version of the WrestleMania theme, there's ones with wrestlers that are talking. Mm-hmm. And one of them is it's Bret Hart talking about being the WWF champion, and that there's a new sheriff in town. Actually, right before that, the Nasty Boys say that it's going to be running nasty all through '93. So I can't explain the album, but I already own it. But it's like a slightly different album cover, because I think when wrestling became big again during the Attitude Era, they re-released it. And they put a different cover on it. But I was like, fuck it, I never really see this here. Now, ironically enough, the exact same store is where I bought that, my original copy, the first one that I had, when I bought it like 4 or 5 years prior. But I was like, anyway, it was just me going there, buying a bunch of wrestling DVDs. I'm trying to remember, I have to find the Dusty DVD. That's one of the ones I was trying to find, but they didn't have it. I went to another store to look through DVDs, they didn't have it. These would be hard to find, but I was surprised that I found Piper. I only paid... Pull the picture back up. I only paid $5 for the Piper DVD.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The you're talking about.
I didn't pay. I didn't. I think I of those 5 DVDs and 2 CDs, I only paid like $30.
You're talking about.
You saying anything?
Talking about WrestleMania themes. The one that always comes to my head is the one they use for Linda McMahon's entrance theme. The. That's the one that always.
Yeah, that's the instrumental for it.
Yeah.
They use that as the WrestleMania theme, and then they actually use the WrestleMania.
See, I don't remember that part, but I'll take your word for it.
You better. What else have I been watching? I didn't get to watch much TV when I was home. I had 2 days jam packed it with a bunch of stuff. Which my weekend is actually my best of the week, and I get into what reasons why, but just fill it up. I don't really think I watched anything besides a couple football games.
Was it the best of the week because you rode in cars with boys for the weekend?
What would it matter if I did ride in cars with boys? You're on a Skype call with two dudes.
Because I thought Katie was going to be on, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Don't take Ant's woman from him.
I mean, she likes what she likes, and whatever.
And actually, technically, the only person I rode in a car with, not even person, was Zool.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Anyway. Well, yeah, other than that, I think it was, I just really watched football. Got to watch I didn't get to watch the Buckeyes win. Didn't really get to watch the Wolverines lose either, but...
I hate the Wolverines. And that, I'm sorry, but that Bears game, that was not a touchdown.
No, hopefully you send in an email to NFL Easy Picks and we can talk about it.
I'll do that. But that's bullshit, if you ask me.
Talk about that more on NFL Easy Picks. Anyway, now let's get into the fun part. We've already taken up a lot more of your time. Let's get into the picks. We already have some picks down. And seems like we just did picks. That's one thing that sucks. Getting into Hell in a Cell. This is where we're sitting at right now. We got to talk about this. Let's talk about this on air. I kind of want to have people vote. I want to have
Wait. There's no voting. I don't listen to when you talk about what's right and what's not. I have audio proof.
I have audio proof too.
But whatever. I got. But I didn't say, yeah, that's right. I don't fucking listen. I just didn't say that it was wrong.
But I was reading down exactly what I had.
I don't listen to what you say.
Well, then then I guess you're still going to stay at 78?
No, come on. Come on. I said he was even copying me with what I picked. Come on, please.
I want to explain this to everybody to go by over last week. And if you listen to the show, I want to know what you think we should do. Andy put a +5 for the one of the NXT matches. I don't have it up right now. I just know it was a +5. Now, he said it at a part that I don't normally write down the +5s, and I was trying to the system how I do it is I type in what your pick is, and then your if you add a +5, I color the square blue just so I know that that is a +5. Well, I like doing that last, so it's a lot easier to do. And he had to throw in that +5 early. Well, later on in the segment, if you listen, I go through everything that I have, and I didn't put that +5 down, and he never corrected me.
Well, he's probably taking a shit.
What? It doesn't matter. You're listening to the show. I want to know, if you listen to the show, should we count the +5 or not?
We count the +5. It was audio proof. I said +5.
Go on Twitter and use the hashtag AndyPlus5 for yes or Andy sucks dick for no.
No, now come on. Everybody's going to want to put Andy sucks dick. No, put Andy sucks dick for yes.
No, and... no, we already established.
No, Andy no, sucks no dick there's for no tweet. We. There's no we. I'll even Andy sucks dick for yes, and
we can edit. We can edit this. We're just gonna crop this whole segment out. So Andy sucks dick for no.
No, come on, no, just give me the 5. Come on, please.
Tweet us at our Twitter handles. That no. Tweet. I want to know what people think because, okay, it is my fault.
It is your fault.
That I didn't put down the +5, but it's a two-lane highway, two-way road, whatever you want to fucking say. I'm getting tired. That you didn't correct me later on.
Y'all are both right. That's why we said for no, Andy sucks dick. Hashtag no. For yes.
That's why
Andy
I want to know what
+5. There we go.
No, come on.
And DRG Mop Katie. I want to know what you guys think.
But come on, I said it. You even said +5 at one point. At that point, and then you changed it to +5 for everything. But come on.
Hashtag Andy +5 for yes. Andy sucks dick for no.
But we'll go from there. Because originally last week I was like, you know what, I'll probably add the +5. But I thought about it later.
No,
I'm like, wait a minute.
There's no think about later.
There's no think about later.
+5. I'm a good person.
Obviously it is. There's a reason why I roll down those picks one more time.
+5.
Just in case I missed
voting
anything.
Will end Saturday before the pay-per-view.
I want to know what other people
hashtag
think.
Hashtag Andy +5 for yes. Andy sucks dick for no.
No, there, it's...
That's the rules, and we're sticking to it.
Come on. My Cubs have just lost. They're going to lose tomorrow. I don't... Come on. This is all I have.
We're
you got the hashtag.
Well, maybe maybe you can make up for it this one.
What do you mean make up for? I got the points. I'm in first place with Mop.
We got the hashtag.
He didn't get a chance to frickin' say you were right or wrong. Aha. Uh-huh. See?
We got
+5.
What?
We got the hashtags going.
+5.
No, right now, in first place, is Mop, and only Mop, with 38. That's not 38, 83. I'm getting tired. In second place is Andy with 78. With
that's 79, too. Wait. Are you going to take a point away?
No, it's not.
79.
No, because you were exactly 5.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is, like I said, Andy's in second place with 78 with an asterisk, depending on your vote.
+5 with the P.
What?
Nothing. I mean, has the hashtag the sign plus or the plus sign with the word
you
plus?
You want me to spell it out?
See, you're hold fucking on. Me over.
Hashtag +5. Or, that's for yes. Or hashtag #sucksdick. But remember, you got to put Andy in it. You got to do hashtag Andy +5 or Andy sucks dick. There you go. That's it. End of it. Who's in third, Heavy? Who's in third?
In third place, we have DRG with 75. In fourth place, we have Biohazard with 58. Mm. Fifth place, we have myself with 52 and Katie in last place with 48. All right, let's go through these matches and our picks. Start off with Dolph Ziggler, Cesaro, Neville versus Rusev, Sheamus, and King Barrett. Katie, Mop, and DRG have all picked the face team, and I'm going to go along with them.
Yeah.
Bio.
I'm going to join that face team.
Andy.
Oh, man. Fuck you guys. I'm going heel.
Going heel. All right. Next up, we have Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. Katie, Mop, and DRG have all picked Roman Reigns. I'm going to go... I think we got to end this, so I'm going with Reigns. Bio.
Yeah, I'm joining that club, too.
Is there any bullets?
Bullets? What do you mean?
We got to do it at the end.
Club.
Yeah, dude. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, I was going to wait till the end to get my bonuses out.
No, I was doing, like, bullet club. Join the club.
See,
club.
That's not funny.
Oh. Uh-huh. They, on Pro Wrestling Tees, they released a Halloween edition of their t-shirt.
Yeah,
I was like, that. It'd be cool if it didn't take a month for me to get it anyway.
It work.
All right, Andy?
I'm going to go row, Roman Reigns.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you guys. I'm going Roman Reigns.
I'm going to join the same club, even though fuck you guys. I'm going to pick the heel.
That's who I think's going to win.
Next up, we have... the Divas Championship, Charlotte versus Nikki Bella. All three have picked Charlotte. I have to go
with
Charlotte.
Yeah, you might as well go across the board with this one.
Woo! And get bonus points, she cries?
No.
I don't think we can allow that. Same goes with Ric Flair. Intercontinental Championship, Kevin Owens versus Ryback. I'm going Kevin Owens. Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to join that one too.
Across the board.
Hopefully we get some that are...
I think this is going to be a straightforward pay-per-view.
I mean, there could be a DQ kind of thing, but then you're dragging it out.
I think the next setup is it's either going to be Sasha and Charlotte, or they're going to try to do Brie and Charlotte.
All right, next up... should we wait on that? Nah, we'll go for it. This is where things get kind of interesting when it comes to picks. John Cena's U.S. Championship Open Challenge. All right, for picks, we're just going to go, it's going to be a two-step pick, and I'm going to go through just who you think is going to win, and then we'll come back to you, and then you'll pick who the opponent's going to be. So for this, do you think John Cena's going to win, or his opponent's going to win? Mop and DRG have both picked John Cena, and Katie has picked other. And I'm going to pick, I'm going to go other. Biohazard.
Yeah, I'm going to join yours too, other.
All on you, Andy.
I can't remember if he's scheduled for Raw and then taking time off, or this is it.
I could see it going either way. It could definitely be a swerve that he...
wins at the pay-per-view and then loses it on Raw. It's the only other...
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially with what we heard
earlier
in the show.
Give me other.
All right, now, who do you think his opponent's going to be? I'm going to go Ziggler.
He's already he's already wrestling.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, and that's stupid.
Thanks for saying.
Yeah.
I mean, he can pull double duty, but he's already wrestling.
You know what? I think he will pull double duty. Yeah. It's because they've had that Ziggler Cena thing going for a little while. Katie picked Ambrose. Mott picked Breeze. DRG picked Harper. Bio, who do you think is going to be the opponent?
Dean Ambrose don't have anybody.
Yeah, and there was an article that said they're trying to protect Ambrose as one of the top baby faces.
There's a lot of people picking Finn Balor.
Why would anybody choose Finn Balor?
I'm just saying.
He's not debuting for a while.
Who's a lot of people?
Nobody on this panel voted for him.
The number one pick on the Bleacher Report, couple then, people.
I'm going to have to go, let's just go Tyler Breeze.
Okay.
Hold on. How am I copying you when you haven't made your pick yet?
I tweeted it a while ago.
I haven't been on Twitter in weeks.
That's fine. I know. I still love you. Give me Prince Pretty for the win.
That made me want to throw up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, the WWE Tag Team Championship match, The New Day versus the Dudley Boys. Katie has picked the Dudleys, and Mop and DRG have picked the New Day. I'm going to pick the Dudleys, but I do think it's going to, they're still not going to win the titles type thing.
Yeah, you're swinging me that way.
Yeah, this is going to be a 3 pay-per-view feud, or it could be longer.
I can't remember, who won the last one? Was it a DQ then too?
Yeah, Dudley's won by DQ.
Did you go yet, Bio? Or am I going, or what are we doing?
Yeah, let's say Bio.
Well, since the Dudleys are booty, I'm going to go with the New Day.
Oh.
All right, Andy.
Give me Dudleys.
Where are they at? Hell in a Cell. Where's Hell in a Cell taking place?
Cali.
Yeah, New Day's going to win.
All right. Up next, we have The Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. Katie has picked Undertaker, and Mop and DRG have picked Brock Lesnar. I'm going Lesnar. Bio.
I'm going with the Beast incarnate himself, Brock Lesnar.
Double A.
Eat, sleep, beat the Young Undertaker, repeat.
Eat, sleep, milk cows, drive trucks, hunting, drink beer, repeat.
Fuck his wife. Repeat.
Fuck his wife. Repeat.
Even though he didn't mention that. Wife, he didn't mention that, but he mentioned that in UFC. And then last but not least, the WWE Championship match, Rollins versus Kane. Katie has picked Rollins. The RG has picked Rollins. Mop has picked Kane. And Mop was perfect last picks.
For NXT, which I was I just missed one. Plus, boom.
That was last on picks, am I correct?
Mm-hmm. Are we able to do a plus 5 on title?
No, you gotta wait.
Oh, no, I'm just asking. Did we clear this up? Plus 5 on a title retention.
You have to say how, or not. It just get. I don't know.
Well, we'll get into just who you think is gonna win. I'm going Rollins. Bio.
I'm going Kane.
It's gonna be Kane.
And I'll explain in the plus 5 why I went Kane.
Andy.
Fuck off, Kane. It's Kane.
Yeah, let's say.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let me clarify mine. Kane by DQ.
Well, you're just picking just a straight whoever's okay, winning. Good. Even if it's by TQ, you're picking Kane. But you can clarify to us kind of like I did with Dudley's. Yeah. Like, I think they're going to win, but I think it's going to be DQ, but it's not, doesn't go down on my pick by DQ.
So Kane.
Now, this is the part we're going to do our betting. Are we ready? Andy, are you ready?
Yeah, I bet fine. It's just I didn't.
I said, are you ready?
As he coughs to extinction.
Anyway, Katie, who is taking a page out of my book because now she's in last place, she put a plus 5 on Reigns, Charlotte, Owens, Cena losing, Taker, and Rollins, and putting a plus 3 on the Dudley Boys and Ambrose answering the challenge, so being the opponent. So the only match she didn't put any points on was the 6-man tag match. Mop picked Charlotte, Owens, and Cena for plus 5, and DRG picked Charlotte, Owens, and Rollins for his plus 5. So between the three people, Charlotte and Owens plus 5 across the board for them. Now let's get into us. I'm going to do the same thing as last week, plus 5 on every single one of my picks. I believe I can do that. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. Yep. And if I get everything wrong, I'll be down to 7. That would be horrible. But I think with some of these, if I got them wrong, like everybody else is coming down with me because Charlotte, Owens all have plus 5s so far. Bio.
All right. I'm going to do plus 5 on all of them, but with the Kane, Seth, Rollins, we can do the plus 5 on Seth Rollins retaining the title, right?
Yes.
As long
if you say by DQ.
By disqualification. Yeah. That's what I'll do. And also, I don't want to do any points on the person who faces John Cena. Okay, because that's a toss-up, and
So plus 5 on 6-man, plus 5 on Reigns, plus 5 on Charlotte, plus 5 on Owen.
Make sure he's saying
plus
right
5
now.
On Cena. Plus 5 on...
Well, if he could talk, if you'd shut up.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Plus 5 on Cena losing, plus 5 on New Day, plus 5 on Brock, and then you're going to... Are you putting the plus 5 on Kane, or just the plus 5 on...
Kane, it's...
Rollins being champion.
Plus 5 on Rollins being champion. By disqualification, if we had to clarify that.
So why don't you just put 5 on Kane winning, just to be safe.
That's up to you, Bio. You can put the plus 5 on Kane, period. That also just sets you up for if Kane actually wins, legit.
Do that then. Plus 5
See how
Kane.
I'm a nice guy?
Hashtag Andy plus five or hashtag Andy sucks dick.
Spell out plus five, please.
I have a feeling Kat is going to tweet Andy sucks dick. Well, he might not. He might be like, fuck that shit. I'll just say no. But we already heard Mops.
Yeah, and so DRG. We'll do the so plus Andy. Five on Kane winning. Yeah.
Give me plus five on Roman Reigns, Charlotte, and Owens.
Okay, so that's Reigns, Charlotte, and Owens, right?
Yes.
You are putting a plus five on Roman Reigns, Charlotte Flair, and Kevin Owens.
That is correct.
Are you sure?
Nobody else.
I'm listening. Hold on.
I'm making sure.
I'm just making sure. I know. Because I'm contemplating.
I have to take a picture of mine so I can remember it during the show.
It's up in the air whether we're doing commentary this month. Just been on who all is going to be on. Andy's working. I don't know. You're doing bio. Might just be me and you.
I'll be. I think I ended up getting a Monday off somehow, so I'll be on.
Just for shits and giggles. No, I'm not. I'm gonna hold steady. We're good.
Okay. So here are the picks as we're reviewing, and Katie's the only one with some weird picks that screwed her last time. We have Team Face. That's pretty much what I put down. It's Team Face or Team Heel for the 6-man tag match. Those are easier with no team names, but. Oh my god, I'm just realizing. I hope we don't have a lot of Survivor Series matches. We're just going to suck. Anyway, Team Face, Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Owens, Cena losing, Dudley Boys, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, and Dolph Ziggler being Cena's opponent. That's my picks. Katie's picks are Face, Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Kevin Owens, Cena losing, Dudley Boys, Undertaker, Seth Rollins, and Dean Ambrose being Cena's opponent. Biohazard picked Team Face, Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Kevin Owens, Cena losing, New Day, Brock Lesnar, Kane, and Tyler Breeze being Cena's opponent. Mott picked Team Face, Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Kevin Owens, Cena, New Day, Brock Lesnar, Kane, and Tyler Breeze being Cena's opponent. DRG picked Team Face, Rollins, Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Kevin Owens, Cena, New Day, Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins, and Luke Harper being Cena's opponent. And Andy picked, I'm going to repeat this one more time, Andy picked Team Heel, Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Kevin Owens, Cena losing, the Dudley Boys, Brock Lesnar, Kane, and Tyler Breeze will be the one to be Cena's opponent for the United States Open Challenge. As the plus fives go,
Roman Reigns.
I went plus five.
Okay, so, oh, sorry.
I went plus five on everything. Biohazard went plus five on everything but his Cena opponent pick. Katie went plus five on Roman Reigns, Charlotte, Kevin Owens, Cena losing, The Undertaker, and Seth Rollins. Biohazard, over one more. Mop went plus five on Charlotte, Kevin Owens, John Cena, and Brock Lesnar. DRG went plus five on Charlotte, Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins, and Andy. Wait for it. Anderson, double A, D-A, A-A, went plus five. That's a plus and the number five on Roman Reigns, Charlotte, and Kevin Owens.
And remember, we are voting.
So it's hashtag plus five, right? All spelled out. Just hashtag, not Andy plus five.
No, it's hashtag Andy plus five.
Oh, Andy plus
five. For yes, to see if Andy gets the 5 points because there was some confusion last week. Or.
There's no confusion.
Not done. Or hashtag Andy sucks dick for no. For he does not get the points that Heavy was right. He didn't say it at the right time. Right?
So is it...
Go on to Twitter.
Is it sucks dick? Sucks dicks.
Sucks dick. One dick. D-I-C-K. And it's your husband. I mean, wife.
All right, let's get into...
The news. All right, Mark Henry, who has talked about retirement for years, is insisting that when his current deal with WWE expires after WrestleMania next year in Texas, he will retire. According to Henry, he came to the decision to retire in 2013, but ended up being talked into signing a final 3-year extension with the company. With the exception of The Undertaker and Triple H, and to an extent Kane, Henry, who debuted back in 96, has had the most consecutive tenure of any wrestler on the roster. I see this actually happening. I see him being done. They're not doing anything with him His Hall of Pain has since closed up and needs to abandon the Hall of Pain. It's just, unless he's getting one more push, he's done.
Yeah, it's getting about that time for him.
Same thing with Big Show, but there's a couple guys that are just kind of lingering, former top talent that are now pushed back down to the bottom. It's just, I miss Mark Henry's Hall of Pain. That was my favorite time with Mark Henry. Some people like Sexual Chocolate. The hand thing kind of grossed me out, but unless he's getting a monster push again, I think this is it. I hope he gets a spotlight match at Mania, just because it's in his hometown.
No, Mark Henry's not gonna. If anything, he's gonna be in the 30-man Rumble. That's it.
That would be my Red Book prediction that he wins that, if that's the match he's in.
Plus +5 on that.
When we get to WrestleMania, I'll fill that part in.
All right. Buck.
Sorry, I'm not as gullible as you.
You can't put a +5 in right now.
Yeah, he doesn't.
# Biohazard sucks dicks to make him put the +5 in now.
You hear that? That's all the people not typing that.
That's dicks with a plural with an S.
Anyway, as it turns out, Randy Orton is dealing with a legitimate shoulder injury. The Viper is scheduled to have an MRI done as soon to find out the extent of the surgery, or the extent of the injury, if it will require surgery. It's the reason why he was left off the Mexico tour this past weekend and wasn't on Raw. Apparently, he's been dealing with the shoulder injury for a while. However, it has reportedly got worse, and then he completely dislocated his shoulder last week.
It sucks for Randy Orton, because I just feel like he hasn't been able to get momentum for a while.
Yeah, once it's like he turned heel, and then he was doing really well like right before Mania, or Mania 30, and then Daniel Bryan was just so over with the fans, and people were tired of Orton, and then Batista came in. And then once Evolution happened, he kind of went to the background. Once Seth Rollins turned and became the face, there hasn't been a whole lot for Orton going on.
Yep.
Sorry, I'm taking all of your knowledge. All right. Although it has been rumored that highly regarded independent wrestler Tommaso Ciampa has signed with WWE, Ciampa is claiming otherwise, as reported on F4W Online earlier today. As of Sunday, Ciampa had yet to officially sign on the dotted line with the WWE contract. Ciampa wrote on social media, "Thanks, guys. Don't believe everything you read. The support is still very much appreciated. Living my dream."
I still think he's going to sign type thing, because I remember the same thing with Luke Harper. It was like, it's right when I went to Raw before WrestleMania. That'd be 29, I think it was. There was a lot of rumors going around that Brody Lee was going to sign with WWE. And he, like, denied it and all this stuff. Like, a month or two later, he signed. I think there's, with some people, they have to clear their schedule.
Yeah.
And that's what the original thing came from, was he, I think a booking in England or something, I think it was, where they basically said, like, this is his last time he's going to be here. And it's the same thing with Athena. Before she showed up to WWE, she had a booking in Texas, and they were basically like, this is the, I think she had a speech or something that basically said that was like the last time she was going to be here. Has Ciampa signed? Probably not. But are we possibly headed down that road? I think so. And as soon as he gets signed, I think it'll be a matter of time for Gargano gets signed, and I'll know before most people. And I can't wait.
I want them to sign Austin Aries, at least to NXT. That would be my, if we were to fantasy book, I would want Austin Aries and Bobby Roode. Those would be the two TNA guys I would want to NXT. Just don't be like Ciampa and compete on TNA and NXT in the same night.
Didn't someone, oh yeah, Kenny King just did that recently too. But it was, it was ROH and TNA. Yeah,
and James Storm is about to do it too. His debut's tomorrow night.
Which, do you have that in the news where there was a Twitter deal?
Oh,
where Jim Ross and him were going back and forth, and Jim Ross mentioned, "Aren't you going to win that tournament?" And he goes, "I didn't even realize I was in one."
No, I didn't pull that article up. But there was a Twitter exchange between James Storm and JR where it said that JR was like, "Hey, aren't you going to win the TNA title tournament?" And Storm basically said, I didn't know I was in one, but you can check me out on the WWE Network tomorrow night. It was a pretty funny exchange. On to the next story. Chris Jericho and his band Fozzy are scheduled to begin a 22-date tour, which will take place in Europe and the UK. Jericho took to Twitter to post the following update regarding his WWE status after working the Mexico tour. He says, Gracias, WWE Monterey, and thanks WWE Universe for being so amazing. Just had my last WWE match for a while, so goodbye, but only for now.
I don't care. Like, I'm happy, like, his current run or whatever with WWE has been just house shows, but and the like one pay-per-view and the Japan show. Other than that, he did the MSG one too. I've just gotten that point with Jericho. I don't care. I just don't care. I'm sorry. I just don't care.
That's gimmick infringement.
Well, WWE Hall of Famer Jimmy Snuka will officially be arraigned on third-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter charges on November 2nd at 11 a.m. in Pennsylvania. We all know the charges of why he's doing it, for it was the death of his girlfriend at the time. Prosecutors and Snuka's attorneys agreed to bypass the preliminary hearings and go straight to the trial at a hearing earlier this month.
Yeah.
Yep, using the I don't care mentality on this story too.
Yep.
Saturday's WWE Live event in Mexico City saw Adam Rose kept out of the ring. Rose was benched due to a scary head and mared on Friday night. Sheamus replaced Rose, who squashed Fandango. What ended up happening is a Fandango kick on Friday night left Rose stretchered out in the arena. A fan took to Twitter with concerns for Rose's well-being, and Adam Rose updated the fans saying that he was fine.
Yeah, another one. Next.
I'm getting there. NXT star Sami Zayn shot an angle during his appearance at Evolve 50 event in New York City on Sunday. Zayn shot an angle with Ethan Page and Evolve champion Timothy Thatcher during Page's match against Matt Cage, which Page lost. He mocked Zayn's Olay chance and used his Huluva kick. After the match, Zayn confronted Page in the ring and told him he has all the talent in the world, but a bad attitude. Page simply walked out of the ring as a sign of disrespect. Zayn spoke about watching Friday's Evolve 49 pay-per-view from backstage and how it made him miss the independent scene. He said that he has a hole in his heart from leaving the indies to go to WWE, gave props to everyone backstage, and said they will carry Evolve and independent wrestling to the next level. Once again, he teased big things to come for Evolve and NXT. Eventually, this brought out Thatcher, who wasn't pleased with Zayn saying Johnny Gargano is the best on Friday's pay-per-view show. Zayn said he meant that if Thatcher wants to be the man, he has to beat the man, Gargano. Thatcher then said he will challenge Gargano when Evolve returns to Florida. Two shook hands to end the segment. The segment did not air on the pay-per-view broadcast.
Now, you should have mentioned the little thing that they did. Maybe it doesn't exactly mix with the story, but Ethan Page, he had his match against Gargano at Evolve 49. I think that's the one where Zayn came out first. Mm-hmm. Or came out first at the end. Well, Ethan Page came out to Triple H's music and impersonated him. I think it was kind of a heel thing to do. And but it's funny because Ethan Page, he actually idolizes two people, one being a wrestler, the other one not being, and it adds to his character. One is The Rock, and the other one is Kanye West.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you want to know more about Ethan Page, if you don't know, go to YouTube, type in, I want to say it's Kenny Johnson, but it's easier, type in maybe Ethan Page documentary. It's the same guy that did the Tim Donce documentary, Johnny Gargano documentaries. God has a lot of great work that he has done, and he did a great one with Ethan Page that I rewatched Friday when I had some time.
And warning, if you go to YouTube, do not search Andy Suck Dick. Just a warning.
Why would you?
It's just a joke. Haha.
Jokes are funny. That makes no sense. Why would anybody go to YouTube for that?
I know. Why would it? That's the whole joke.
It's not a joke. It's a serious thing.
You're telling
me you should stop recording videos of you sucking dick and putting them on YouTube.
Anyway.
Part 5, Andy Strikes Back.
It's a hobby.
What else?
I got way off.
I got can I go?
Yeah, I'll do two more. WWE signs another tough enough contestant.
There's one. Patrick Clark.
Yeah. The popular Chad Dukes radio show out of Washington, D.C. is reporting that fan favorite WWE tough enough contestant Patrick Clark has signed a developmental deal with WWE and is currently training at the Performance Center in Orlando. Clark was originally scheduled to make two appearances. Clark was originally scheduled to make two appearances for Maryland Championship Wrestling over the weekend. However, he did not show up to either of them. According to PW Insider, Clark, age 19, will soon be officially signed to the WWE. He is currently waiting to complete the standard medical test required to sign up the company as an active performer. Lita, cool. Who is now working behind the scenes at WWE, played a big role in Clark getting his deal.
Oh, that's interesting. What's the most interesting part of the story?
I thought it was more interesting the fact that he's like, they offered him a contract when he first got eliminated and he turned it down. And now all of a sudden he's going to WWE.
Why would you turn it down? You were on the show to try and get a contract. They offer you one and you turn it down? Dumb.
He wanted to win the show and then he found out it was more of a popularity contest than an actual wrestling program.
Yeah, but part of the show was to win a contract. And they give you one. I mean, you don't get the $250,000 or whatever it was, but still, it's to win a contract.
I think the funny thing about the contract says it's $250,000. Isn't it for 4 years? Or is it a one-year $250,000 contract?
Uh-oh.
I remember 1 year. It was... They did the $1 million one. When they did the $1 million tough enough, it was a 4-year contract, and they can back out of it after the first year.
That sucks.
All right, we'll do the last one. Backstage update on the real reason behind Blue Pants having heat with NXT. Leva Bates was said likely to be done with NXT after backstage heat caught up to her. It was originally alleged that she made some comments and acted as if she were above the other talents. It was also speculated that WWE officials continued to use her due to the fact that they knew she would get a big pop as a mystery partner for the Vaudevillains at TakeOver Brooklyn. However, her run was supposed to end once she was beaten by Alexa Bliss. An NXT source shared yesterday that Blue Pants did not catch heat for the reasons originally noted, but because it was felt within the company that she did not appreciate the spot she had. Bates apparently rarely paid attention to what was going on during NXT TV tapings, as she was constantly seen paying more attention to her phone than anything else. Another noted incident involving Blue Pants is when she became intoxicated in public during SummerSlam weekend in Brooklyn, New York. She was said to be acting highly inappropriate at an outing where she reportedly drank too much after the SummerSlam pay-per-view. Her behavior did not sit well with WWE corporate employees from Stamford that were in attendance for the gathering. The incident led to her missing the flight back to Florida with the rest of the crew the following morning.
That's the one that sounds a bit more like her. Because knowing what I know about her and listening to her talk, like, cheap plug if you go to This Is Awesome Wrestling Show, they have a two-part interview with her. One that was last week and the other part that will be coming up this week. And just to say that she rubbed people the wrong way, like, I don't even get the whole part of she didn't appreciate. I know she appreciated her spot, but I think with her, there's certain indie wrestler mentality. I watch many independent wrestlers, and after their match is done, or like maybe certain people have wrestled, you know, you'll catch them on their phone for whatever reason. But the way I look at it, she's not signed to a contract. I don't know exactly what they're expecting from her etiquette-wise, but it's more like, well, I'm not exactly an employee here type thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna act like an employee. I'm gonna do what you want me to do, but then that's gonna be it. I mean, and she also, like, the thing about her, like, it's not like she was just she was trained by nobodies. She was trained by the Dudley Boys.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And no matter what, I think she'll be back.
Yeah.
Especially with the heat. When I heard the heat thing, I was like, okay. So she, quote, rubbed people the wrong way. Okay. And when these current batch of divas are either on the main roster or released, whatever, however that plays out through the years, they could easily bring her back because they seem to be signing more independent names, and those independent names know her. Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah. Maybe she was talking on the phone with a little girl named Mia Yim. I don't know, maybe, since they are a tag team.
Possibly. They are a tag team, and they are best God. I mean, they are legit best friends, I should say. I know, actually, if you listen to the first part of the This Is Awesome Wrestling Show interview with her. She actually talks about that Mia Yim will occasionally, now calm down, Andy, I'm going to preemptive warning you, that Mia Yim will steal Leva Bates' phone and like and put dirty pictures on there, like as a joke.
I was just going to say, I'm going to be dreaming like, of them tag teaming in my dreams tonight.
She, like, yeah, I guess she takes pictures of her boobs and everything. And Leva's joke around, she's like, if I were to sell some of the, like, I could probably sell some of these pictures I have on here.
Well, I think I would like to see that.
Leva, put it on Twitter, hashtag Andy+5.
Yes, because Leva Bates listens to
or this. Hashtag Andy sucks dick.
I'll always say this about Leva. She is really nice. So, like, it just didn't sit well with me, that thing. That news about her. I don't know, but...
Yeah, she's just going to be gone temporarily. It's not going to be any big gap. Because they just did the tapings. She's usually on once a month, maybe.
Or Leva...
I say she's back by maybe WrestleMania, if not... Since WrestleMania and SummerSlam, I'll say that time frame in between there.
Yeah, I would say since NXT is doing a show over that weekend, I would say she's going to be back by WrestleMania.
I was going to say, Leva, I follow you. Just go ahead and follow me at @WIR and DM me those pictures. That'd be cool, if you want.
Don't do it. He's an old, dirty old man. He gives his children NyQuil to make them go to sleep.
I do not. That's
and Benadryl. And that's sometimes chloroform.
No, I don't.
Don't do it. Hashtag Andy sucks dick.
Hey. Or hashtag Andy+5.
Andy sucks dick. All right, Heavy. That's going to do it. Unless you got some additional
things. I got one other thing. The
if this has anything to do with those hashtags, move on.
No, it has nothing with that.
Okay.
The Breaking Ground series is going to be coming out Sunday following Hell in the Cell. And the narration is going to be done by William Shatner, which I thought was kind of...
I didn't think that was big news, so I skipped it.
That's fine. I just thought it was different, so...
I mean, if we want, I can go into TNA news, too.
No, we're good. We're good.
No, moving on.
There's one article I just want to touch on real quick. TNA is doing their tour of India, which is going to be a taped event. The Great Khali, is involved, and he's going to be there. From what the article said that I read earlier, he's not going to be on TV. He's just going to be there to help promote the shows and all that fun stuff, since he's India's most favorite wrestler.
So they're not going to put him in the ring so he could potentially kill somebody?
From what I heard, it's not going to be on TV. Now, what happens... what happens?
So what happens in India stays in India? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes.
Kind of.
No, Andy, you can't get 14-year-old little girls. You need to stop.
All right. Let's get into Best of the Week. I'm going to get into my Best of the Week first, because that's what I like doing. My Best Week is my weekend. Didn't really do a whole hell of a lot, which, I mean, still Best of the Week, though. The Saturday, I went pop hunting, for those who don't know the little... pop vinyl figures that are such the big craze. I'm trying to pull up all the ones that I bought. I took pictures of them. I bought a Batman from the Batman Arkham Knight series. I got the Ric Flair one, which you can only get at Target. I got a Doctor Who 12th Doctor. I got Dr. Peter Venkman from Ghostbusters. I got a Cookie Monster one. I got a little mini 11th Doctor keychain. I got a glow-in-the-dark Thanos from the Guardian of the Galaxy series. I got those DVDs and everything I was talking about, and then going into everything that was non-pop related. I got, which I don't think it was the two. I got the two Stay Puft Marshmallow Man keychains. One's smiling, the other one's looking angry. And as you push their stomachs, they sing, well, not the sing, but they play the Ghostbusters theme. And then there's these things in the, I guess, because the vinyl figure thing is a big craze. It's not just pop figures. But Funko, I think, still makes them. There's these, like, mini boxes, and the whole thing is, like, you don't know what you're getting. You open up the box, and then you open up a bag to get whatever you're getting. So I bought two of those when I bought my Ric Flair one, because I was just in the mood. They're fairly cheap. And those,
they do them. I think they're about to release a new WWE line.
Good. I don't like many of the ones that they have, but I did get one of the ones that I kind of wanted. I got Andre the Giant and The Undertaker. Oh, cool. And that's, I think it's, oh, and also, I forgot I didn't take a picture of this. I also went out and got the last stop that I made was like later that day. I got a Joker one from, now where's my big picture? Where are all my figures? Joker from Arkham Asylum. And actually, too, because we talked about these off-air and everything, because I started off the year with one of just Slimer, and I've gotten more and more and more. Also, for the weekend, on my way, when I got home, I should say, I had two boxes waiting for me. One of them had two different Stay Puft Marshmallow Men, and the other one had a Batman in the Batmobile and Joker, which from the Dark Knight movie, which that one looks so awesome. And he's holding a little Joker cartoon. Now I have, I think I've counted like 21, 22 figures. And I have another Cookie Monster going to be waiting for me, I know, when I get home, because I bought it last week, but I wasn't going to make it in time because it's come all the way from Vegas. But I got a lot. My name's not even a lot, a big collection. That was part of my weekend. And the other part of the weekend was I went over to a friend's house, and actually they collect those figures too. And I bought them one to be nice, because they're going through some kind of harder times. And I know there was one that they wanted, and I happened to see it. I was like, oh, I picked it up for them. But I went over there, hung out with them all day Saturday, all the rest of the day Saturday. Went back over on Sunday, watched the Browns game. They lost. That was whatever. Then I went over to another friend's house, and almost every time I'm home, I try to visit them. It's my friend, his longtime girlfriend, who I went to high school with her too. My friend, I met him when we were little, but they have two kids. They love wrestling, and every time I go over there, you know, it's like the oldest one, he always wants me to do wrestling moves to him, or he'll grab a little tablet they have and play wrestling themes and like try to have me guess who they are. And some of them, I'm thinking like, how about you tell me who it is? You're looking at the screen. You probably don't even know who that is, type thing. So, I mean, that was just kind of fun, just me hanging out and just looking at my life from a year ago, which is crazy. But that was my best
day. And even your life going in from a year from now will be completely different, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Being a key word.
My best of the week will have to tie back into what my keep was this week. Just seeing Kevin Owens pick up fucking Mark Henry. God, that was... like I said, Heavy, go back and watch it, WWE YouTube it, do something, because I was shocked that he got Mark Henry that high off the ground.
All right, Andy.
Sorry, mine wasn't as long-winded as yours, Heavy.
I'm sorry.
My best of the week is going to be coming up, where all the nice people that listen to this or a member of this will...
Going to hashtag Andy sucks.
Hashtag... I didn't cut off your best of the week, because I'm a nice guy. And you know what people do for nice people? They send in hashtag Andy plus sucks 5. Dick.
Got you.
They hang up on him?
Yeah.
They do.
Like that. So hashtag Andy sucks dick for no points, for he got it wrong. All right, Heavy.
What is he saying in the chat? He's going to bed.
It's not showing the chat anymore.
Oh, no, he sent it to me. What? I don't. All right. That'll do it for us here on the one and only Rasslecast. You can follow me on Twitter at Heavyset330. Where are you at, Bio, when you're trying to actually get into yours?
I'm at Biohazard_FTV.
And we will catch everybody here next week. Maybe we'll have commentary. I don't know. We'll see. Bye.
Bye.
might bring us back together. I feel so good. I feel right. The music sounds better with you. Love might bring us back together.